Abby here with you, 99.9 Live FM, and it is Book Week, and we've been celebrating in all different kinds of ways this week. Lots of events that are happening here in the Townsville region. Here at Live FM, we're doing a bit of a Book Week giveaway as well, which you can check out on our social medias. I had the amazing pleasure last year to talk to a couple authors during Book Week. Now, I don't know if you remember, I got the chance to chat with author Catherine McDowell last year during Book Week about her brand new book called Let There Be Light, which was released last year. We did a bit of a fun giveaway. And this year during Book Week, it feels like it's a tradition that's happening. I get the chance to chat with Catherine again, but Catherine, we get the chance to talk in person. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's so good to be here. My first time to Townsville and loving it.
I love that we had the chance to just introduce each other last year and to chat about your book, but it feels so good to have you here in person. And I mean, for a very special reason, for Book Week specifically, that's what brought you here to Townsville. Is that correct?
That's right. A teacher actually heard our interview on radio last year and contacted me a week or so later and said, would you ever come to Townsville? We would love to have you for Book Week. And so a year in the making, and here I am.
That's so exciting to hear. Glad that you could be here with us this week, not just in Townsville, but even here in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And yeah, no worries. Last year when we chatted, you had just released your first children's book. Is that right?
That's right. My very first picture book called Let There Be Light.
It was honestly so good. I think that I chatted with you even after doing our chat last year of just how well received it was. There's so many different kinds of books that are out there about God's creation. Like even the imagery that was in the book that goes along with the story, it just was painted and illustrated so well. It like came together so well. And it was so well received by those that were able to get their hands on the book. So I just was curious, as before we kick things off, about even like what this week looks like for you. How on your end was the Let There Be Light book received? And tell us a little bit about your experience of launching your first ever children's book.
Yes, it was so fun. The book was received really well and just got incredible feedback from families and a lot of schools that gave out the book as end of year gifts. And yeah, always amazing to see around the world and around Australia where it reaches. And yeah, really well received and great feedback from people, and a lot of people asking, yeah, how, when are more books coming? Yeah, so it's been really, really exciting. Lots of fun.
And you actually said that part of having that interview and us chatting last year was what kind of sparked other schools that had heard it to say, what can we do to get you here? Was it, so now you're here and you're visiting some of these schools, is it to talk about that book specifically, or what does that look, what does your week look like at the different schools?
Yeah, so celebrating Book Week, we've been doing live book readings and some creative writing workshops and some storyboard workshops, and kids really getting a behind the scenes of what it takes to get a book from an idea to a published storybook. So it's been fantastic to hear kids with their story ideas. They've shown me their illustrations. And yeah, kids are so creative. So bringing that creativity and imagination out of them has just been so much fun.
Oh, I love that. Now, are you here doing this alone? Do you have a team that kind of backs you in this, or?
Yeah, I'm here on my own, but we've got a team back in Sydney who's arranging, yes, special sort of websites for the schools and their families to get a hold of the books. Yeah, but came up to Townsville on my own. So I've had lots of fun exploring, and it's been really great.
What has been one of your favorite things to kind of explore outside of, you know, being able to be here and visiting the schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've been to the Strand and got to see the beautiful ocean. I had a tip from a friend that it was a good beach to look at, but don't swim.
Yes.
So that was wise advice. And up to the top of Castle Hill to see out the views all the way around, and at sunset was just beautiful. So very picturesque. It's really good.
I love that you've been able to do a little bit of exploring in the midst of what you actually have scheduled here.
That's right. You need a bit of downtime after all day with primary school kids.
Yes, you do. I'm sure you do. Now, can you remind those that may have missed it last year what inspired you to write the Let There Be Light book, and sort of how you came up with the idea for that first original kids book?
Yeah, so it was during the sort of quiet of lockdowns that we had plans to start writing some books. And yeah, came up with some ideas that went along with some worship songs, so Let There Be Light and a few others. And yeah, just really wanting to portray the beauty of God's creation, but looking at not just the Genesis account of how God created the world, but all of the other Bible verses that talk about how he breathed life into creation and how he stretched out the sky with his hands and such beautiful imagery that the Bible paints. So being able to put that together in a rhyming story with incredible pictures so that kids can get a glimpse of what God has made.
I think in thinking through, like, you didn't just create and write this kid's book. You're now here essentially teaching kids to do the same exact thing. What in that process of writing your first kid's book to now teaching others to do it has been your highlight?
Yeah, I think being able to work with a team. I've done a lot of different projects throughout my working life, and often, you know, you learn how to put all the different hats on and do that. But working with a team, we had a lot of our team in London. So the different illustrators, the editors, the book layout design, even Shamila doing the beautiful hand lettering in the books, that working together as a team to bring something to life is a really magical experience. So just being able to, lean on different people's giftings and strength to bring together, you know, and create something more beautiful than I could have ever done on my own.
Now, in the workshops that you're teaching over this next week, you're visiting a couple of different, are you teaching that to the kids as well as what it looks like to lean into one another in the process? Or is it more of just, I guess, like tapping into their creativity aspect of things?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think the kids, when you give them a chance to ask questions, they ask, how do you make a book? How do you get from start to finish? And some children don't necessarily think of themselves as creative, but we've been talking about how God created the world and he's creative and he created them. And so they can be creative too, and in all kinds of different ways. So we've been talking about how the team that put together the book, I was the author, but there was other people that used what God had given them so that they could be creating something too. So kids that are into drawing, or kids that are into reviewing and helping, or learning how to edit and help make each other better. So yeah, it's been amazing to sort of bring out that different creativity and work together on story ideas.
What is one piece of advice that you would give to those that also want to tap into that creativity in thinking through what you've gone through to write books, as well as what you're teaching those that are a little bit younger than us, some of us?
Yeah, that's right. We've been talking about how it's fun to create things, how you don't necessarily have to create something that's for a big audience. And seeing something through from start to finish might be that you're creating a story for a friend, creating a story for your own memories, to write down something that's happened so you can remember it. And so talking with the kids about even telling stories, that they might be too young to write things down. They're still learning how to write and learning language, but they can come up with ideas and their imagination to think about creative things and creative ways to tell stories. So we had some different story prompt ideas, you know, if you had an animal in an unlikely place or if an object came to life. So we had a few of those prompts for the kids, and they all shared ideas with each other and built on each other's ideas to create fun stories. And just the enjoyment that they can get from being creative, that it doesn't have to be for an audience, doesn't have to be to share with the world, but something that they can make together is so much fun.
Oh, I love that. Did you ever think that when you started the process of writing that first children's book, that it would bring you to where you're at today and the chance to be able to travel to far north Queensland teaching other people about writing books?
Yeah, I've always loved teaching kids about all kinds of things. So yeah, I'm excited that it's given me this opportunity. But yeah, never imagined sort of how far and wide things would reach. And hopefully this is still early days and can go even further.
There are two new pieces of art in the works, two new picture books that are coming out later this year. Can you give us a little bit of a sneak peek of what they're about, what inspired you to write these, and kind of what we can expect if we want to get our hands on them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two new books coming out, one is called Never Walk Alone, and it's about how no matter where we are, God is always with us. So it's a story of a little boy and his dreaming and imagining himself traveling around the world. So goes into space, goes to New York, goes to the jungles of Africa, and him imagining what life might be like there, and would God be listening to him? Would God be near to him? And then all of those sort of imaginary things come together at the end, and he learns that no matter where he is, he's never alone. And so again, based on a worship song, Never Walk Alone. And, you know, that's a really special song for adults and children. So yeah, putting that to a storybook and having kids understand the heart behind that song. And the second one is called Who You Say I Am. And that book's really special. It's got illustrations of showing kids in all different settings, all different kinds of kids. So when they look in the pages, they can see themselves reflected back in the illustrations, and talks about how we're all created unique and different. We might be into sport or art or animals, or we might be tall or small. And no matter how God's made us, those things don't make us who we really are. Who we are is defined by God and what he says about us in his word.
I'm so excited to be able to get our hands on the books. And where can we go to get them?
Yeah, the new books will be out in October. So you should be able to get them through Christian bookstores or on my website, katherinejoy.com.au.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your books. I just had a little bit of a question of like that process in writing. This is now going to be three books, children's books that you have out. So what have been some of the joys that you've encountered in this process?
Yeah, it's been really special to be able to bring more of God's truth to life in ways that kids can digest and understand. And it's been fantastic to meet kids and have them show me what their favorite page is. Mm-hmm. So from Let There Be Light, them looking for God's hands and God's face in the different illustrations, and hearing from families too about how they've shared that experience together of reading the book, and that it's, you know, every night before bed, something that they've read together. And yeah, it's really fun to be able to create something that helps families connect with each other and connect with God.
Now, I know that these two books have not even been released yet, but I also know that sometimes creative minds are always working on the next thing or have something kind of in their back pocket. Have you already thought or considered what it looks like to create more books, or do you have any projects coming up in the future?
Yeah, we've got a few more books that also sort of follow that same idea of bringing to life worship songs. Mm. And also working on a project with local churches to create a book that can be given for new babies and baby dedications. Aww. So thinking about that special time in a family's life and the promises of God over a new child. So yeah, that's a fun project that we're partway through now at the moment too.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, it is National Book Week, right? And again, I mean, all over the world, they're celebrating what that means and what that looks like. But I guess from an author's perspective, what would you say is the importance of celebrating Book Week?
Yeah, I think it's important that kids always learn to engage with books and know that they can learn more about their language, they can learn more about the world, they can learn about history, that books are, you know, a window that opens them up to so much. So yeah, encouraging children to continue to read and to think about their own ideas for stories, and the way that we share stories with one another just helps keep, the stories we have in our families and in our faith keeps those stories alive. So yeah, Book Week, it's really exciting to see, you know, across Australia and across the world, kids sharing the books that they love with each other and getting excited about reading.
Yeah, so good. Thank you, Katherine. I appreciate being able to chat with you in person and hearing about your upcoming projects. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about your work, any upcoming events, or anything that I may have missed?
Yeah, I'm visiting a few play groups in Sydney, so excited to share the book with even the littlest readers that are still just learning about books. So yeah, keen if there's any other schools or churches. Visiting a few churches coming up in October as well across Sydney.